Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. I am Krishna Murari and today you are listening Shankar Animesh's report in which he writes, "Let Aam Aadmi Party keep trying, but there is no space for third party in Himachal," says CM Jairam Thakur. He writes, according to Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Jairam Thakur, the poll-bound state has no space for a third political party, namely the Aam Aadmi Party, and whatever room it had for the Congress has also shrunk. In an interview with the Print, Thakur said the BJP would change Himachal's rivaz of switching governments every assembly election and come to power again. But he added, one tradition was not going anywhere. The contest was still largely a bipolar one between the Bharatiya Janata Party and Congress, since the people would never accept a third party. When the Print met Thakur at Shimla's historical Peterhof Hotel last week, he had just finished attending a meeting of the Himachal BJP's core group to devise strategies for the assembly polls, scheduled to take place in November. Dressed in his typical Western style outfit and West Coast, he was busy greeting numerous functionaries at the venue, but spoke at length about the contest ahead. While he was deeply critical of rival political parties, he adopted a measured tone. He said, the Congress has no future, but spoke of the tough time it is going through. Unka waqt kharab chal raha hai, he said. He also said that though the AAP does not stand a chance, it's good that they are trying. He also discussed the BJP's poll preparations, the fallout of the party's loss in the bipolls last year, his reported struggles with the state's bureaucracy, and whether party veteran and former two-time CM Prem Kumar Dhumal might make a comeback. Earlier this week, the AAP became the first party in Himachal to announce a list of candidates for the polls. It is also running a high-octane campaign and has announced numerous freebies. But Thakur said he was not impressed, pointing to numerous defections in the party earlier this year that had forced it to dissolve its former working committee in April before regrouping. They are trying to get a foothold in the state, but before they even arrived, their leadership split and joined other parties. They have neither a leader nor cadres in the state. It's good that they are trying and they can keep trying, but Himachal has never accepted a third party in its history, he said. There is no space for a third party and the people do not take it seriously. A few weeks ago, Himachal Congress Chief Pratibha Veerbhadra Singh announced 10 guarantees if voted into government, including 300 units of the free electricity, monthly financial assistance of Rs. 1500 for women, creating 5 lakh jobs and restoring the old pension scheme for government employees. When asked about this, Thakur scoffed. Those who are making guarantees have no guarantees for themselves. Even in the states where they are in power, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh, are they giving 300 units of free electricity and Rs. 1500 to women? People don't trust these empty promises. We have implemented what we committed to in our manifestos. He added that the Congress is currently undergoing the toughest time in its history. They are organizing programs for Bharat Jodo, but their leaders are going for Congress Chodo, he quipped, citing the examples of 8 Congress MLAs joining the BJP in Goa and the exit of veteran Congressman Ghulam Nabi Azad from the party. He pointed out that last month in Himachal, 2 MLAs, including the state working president Pawan Kajal, had joined the BJP. He said the Congress has no future in the country and in Himachal too, they will be rejected. What is also going to work against the Congress, he added, was the absence from its campaign of party stalwart and former CM Veerbhadra Singh, who died last year. There is no leadership in the Congress. The leadership is not united in Himachal and they have no face left. Veerbhadra Singh was their face. Now they have reached such a state in Himachal that they don't have a face to fight elections, but the BJP has a strong leadership, Jairam Thakur said. Himachal Pradesh has ping-ponged between the BJP and Congress governments every 5 years since 1990, but Thakur believes that era is over. He said, a new rewards tradition has evolved under Prime Minister Modi's leadership of people rewarding governments with a renewed mandate. In Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami returned for another term. Yogi Adityanath broke the jinx of changing governments in Uttar Pradesh. Samant ji repeated the government in Goa. From Haryana to Manipur, the trend has changed and it will change in Himachal too this time. When asked about the BJP's core message to Himachal's electorate in the year's campaign, Thakur said, "We want to convey the message that this government is of the poor and for the poor. A few powerful people thought that only they had the right to rule in Himachal, but the voters proved them wrong." Speaking about the BJP's campaign in the state, Thakur elaborated at length about welfare schemes announced by the party, including 125 units of free electricity, but insisted they were distinct from the revenue promised by the other parties. He said, "The Congress and AAP announcements are just revenue, but the BJP is empowering women and poor sections of society by giving them some benefits. And it's not free. We have announced half bus fares for women, but some fees are still charged by the transport department." He added, "As for electricity, we are supplying it to Haryana, Delhi and Punjab. To help the poor and the middle class, we have announced some relaxation, but it is not for those categories that can afford to pay. The Congress and the AAP have announced free electricity to everyone. That's the distinction between revenue and empowerment." Thakur also said the BJP's welfare announcements were more credible than those of other parties since people trust the word of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his track record. He said, "The Prime Minister has a strong relationship with Himachal. He approved the scheduled tribe status to the Hathi community, which they had demanded from 1967. Himachal Pradesh Chief Minister Jairam Thakur with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he also claimed that the Himachal BJP government was giving pensions to 7.5 lakh people at a cost of rupees 1300 crore, while the Congress was spending only 400 crore when they were last in power. We have delivered the Ujjwala scheme to every woman. We are giving 3000 to 20,000 under the Sahara scheme for destitute people. There is the Himcare scheme. Baddi has become a pharma hub. And All India Institute of Medical Sciences is ready for inauguration. The Congress should tell people what they have done for Himachal." When asked if he felt his government might have underperformed in any area, the CM said that there had not been as much focus on tourism as he would have liked, but hopes to remedy that in his next tenure. He said, "Due to COVID, we could not work enough on tourism, but we have decided that we need to develop more destinations for tourism other than the already established ones, since it has the most potential for job creation." To this end, he added, "Improving connectivity is also important. If we want to create new destinations, we need to have a large airport, which we are developing in Mandi." In November last year, the Himachal BJP got a rude shock when it lost the Fatehpur, Arki and Jubbal Kothai assembly by polls, as well as the Mandi Lok Sabha seat. When asked about this, Thakur attributed the Congress win to a sympathy wave due to Veerbhadra Singh's death and the entrance of his wife Pratibha in the poll fray. People were paying Shraddhanjali to Veerbhadra Singh, but now, according to him, there is no such sympathy left. However, he acknowledged the defeat awakened him and drove party leaders to work harder, and there seems to be a positive response. He said, "During COVID, we have worked tirelessly for people. Now, during election time, people do not show their mood to politicians, but we are sensing that most are receiving our campaign with enthusiasm, and it gives us confidence. The pressure on Thakur, of course, is high and more. So since BJP President JP Nadda is from Himachal Pradesh and was formerly state chief and therefore particularly invested in the party's victory." He said, "I have performed as per the expectations of the party high command to make the BJP government in the state. This time too, the party has given me the responsibility to head the state. There was one fault in our effort in the past that we could not make successive governments in state. This time, we will rectify that fault also." All speculation that former CM Prem Kumar Dhumal, who was seen as a chief ministerial candidate in 2017 but was defeated from his seat Suzanpur, wants to contest assembly elections this time, Thakur was circumspect. He said Dhumalji is a senior leader of the party. He has always played an important role and we take guidance from him. The party high command will take a decision on the matter. Whatever that decision might be, all leaders will accept it. It is often rumored in Himachal Pradesh that Thakur is unable to adequately manage the state bureaucracy. Earlier this month, for instance, a former additional chief secretary who was superseded for the top post in the administration wrote to the governor about the matter. There was also a controversy over the post of chairperson of the Himachal Pradesh Public Service Commission last month. When asked about the perception that he has difficulties reigning in the bureaucracy, Thakur said, many times the bureaucratic tendency is to delay decisions, make some excuse to implement decisions. We have seen it many times. But my question is different. There is a common perception that the bureaucracy does not listen to CM. But is it possible to run the government by bulldozing bureaucrats, abusing bureaucracy? This is not the right approach. We have worked as a team and also punished bureaucrats who did not work with honesty. Thakur added it was the Congress that spread the idea that he and even Dhumal before him struggled with the bureaucracy while Veerbhadra Singh was a strong CM who could keep civil servants in check. I want to ask Congress people that if Veerbhadra was so powerful, then why was he not able to repeat the Congress government in the state? Thank you for listening to this part.